Tantor Audio presents Their Virgin Concubine by Shayla Black and Lexi Blake. Narrated by Serena Daniels. Chapter 1. Kadir al-Musad watched the gorgeous blonde with the swaying, tight ass walk by and wondered if there was something wrong with his dick. She was lovely and obviously available. No ring on that finger. Wearing a gray skirt that barely covered her essentials and red stilettos, she was definitely dressed to attract a man. As she passed, she turned slightly, her eyes widening as she took in his $1,000 custom-made suit and handcrafted Italian loafers. He could see the hot blonde silently itemizing him, doing her best to estimate his wealth down to the last dollar. And she would fall short by a few billion. Hi! She carried a few folders, but not where they'd hide her breasts. At least a D-cup, and from the placement of those large globes high on her chest, he would bet she'd purchased them herself. Like the rest of the blonde, they were magnificently constructed and hard as a rock. His dick practically yawned.
Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Townsend.
Her painted mouth curled up in a sex-kitten smile.
He recently changed his last name to James.
Good for Dex. A little warmth flooded Cade's system at the thought of his friend finally finding his true place beside his two biological brothers, along with their shared wife, Hannah.
Excellent. Then where is Mr. James this morning?
Dex was the head of security. He would be the one to talk to about the little problem Cade was having. He needed information on one of Black Oak Oil's employees. Little things like where her office was and whether or not she had all her teeth. All the things his eldest brother, Talib, hadn't seen fit to mention when he'd ordered Cade and their middle brother, Rafe, to fetch this girl and bring her home to Bazakistan. The Sheikh could be a bossy asshole at times. God, if Talib didn't settle on a wife soon, Cade was going to lose his bloody mind. And a lot more. Of course, the problem was that once Talib settled on a wife, Cade and Rafe would have to settle for her too. One wife for all brothers. God bless Bazakistan. He had to hope this candidate looked better than the mousy pictures included in Talib's dossier. It wasn't that she was ugly, merely plain and deeply somber. And the photos were grainy. A driver's license picture, and a little black-and-white image that looked like it had come from a school yearbook. Neither had been promising. And her background was so bland, he'd forgotten most of it already. Grew up in a small town, apple of her parents' eyes, graduated from college with a degree in economics. Yep, he'd gone to sleep just after reading that tidbit.
He's in a meeting, but you can wait in his office.
Her eyes softened, an obviously practiced move. Or you could buy me a cup of coffee. Nothing. Not even a stir. His cock was completely flaccid, despite her less than subtle come-on. Damn it, he was barely 30. His dick should be standing up and shouting, "Let's party!" Cade would rather take a nap. He sighed. Maybe his dick's lack of responsiveness didn't matter, since he'd likely soon be chained to some boring, dull-as-dishwater intellectual, because that was Talib's type. Maybe he should try to convince his cock to take the blonde up on her offer. Before he could, a flurry of chaos walked by, her brown hair caught at the back of her head in a messy bun. She quickly rushed down the hall, barely containing a haphazard stack of files in her arms that stuck out this way and that, the edges poking at all sorts of odd angles. She was talking on a cell phone tucked between her ear and her shoulder, her face animated. She plowed right into the blonde, who dropped the two little folders she'd been carrying. The stack in the brunette's arms exploded, paper filling the air like a ticker tape parade.
"God damn it!" the blonde cursed. "Fucking researchers!" "I am so sorry, Amanda."
The brunette spoke in a soft Texas twang as she dropped to the ground on her hands and knees, phone tumbling across the office carpet as she